السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, once again with the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with the ihsan and fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we have gathered to make zikrullah. And Allah ta'ala has given us very clear message in the Quran Sharif that if you want itminan of the qalb, then it is in his zikr. This has been explained many, many times. At present, this is our complaint, that our hearts are not finding peace. There's restlessness, anxieties, worries, gham of all kind. Now how else are we going to find sukoon except by using that prescription which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself has given, that make use of this prescription of zikrullah and you'll get itminan of qalb. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah Ta'ala had given him the knowledge of the speech of birds, insects, creatures, animals, anything. He could understand what they are saying. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given him that kind of hukumat and that kind of government which he didn't give to anyone in the past. So Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, one mosquito came to him, and the mosquito came and complained, said that in your government you have the wind also, but this wind is zalim, very unjust, very unfair, does a lot of zulm on me. Allah Ta'ala created my livelihood that I must go and suck the blood of the human beings. Now when I am sucking and just about enjoying the drink, then this strong breeze comes and blows me away. Doesn't allow me to quench my thirst. So there's a complaint, he says. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said, well, all complaints you have to hear both the plaintiff and the defendant. So you wait here and let me call the defendant. The wind, against whom you've got a very, very solid and strong complaint. So the Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam ordered the wind, come quickly, come quickly. There's a plaintiff here, he's complaining against your zulm and injustice. So he told the mosquito, you wait. Now when the strong wind came, the mosquito, as the Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, wait, wait. He said, how can I wait? This wind is blowing me away. It blew him away again. Then Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said, well, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat. But from this, Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi gives a very beautiful lesson, that in our hearts, if we want all those evils which have crept in, what I will say is the mosquitoes which are in the heart, the mosquitoes of pride, the mosquitoes of arrogance, the mosquitoes of jealousy, envy, evil passions, desires, how many weeds there are and how many mosquitoes there are and how much of poison there is. Now how are you going to eliminate each and every one, one by one, one by one, one by one? It's going to take a long time. If there's dry grass and you want to uproot that grass, then one is, or weeds. Now one is you're going to take out one by one, one by one. So that'll take you a long, long time. And the other is that you just put a match and the fire will burn up the entire plantation. So just like that, when this breeze, when this strong wind and the strong breeze of the marifat of Allah Ta'ala will come in, will come. When the strong breeze of the love of Allah Ta'ala will come. When the strong breeze of the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will blow. Then it will blow all these mosquitoes away from the heart. All these mosquitoes which are sucking our iman, it will blow them away from the heart. They won't remain there. As soon as that breeze comes, these things disappear. So the purpose of these majalis of zikr is to bring that love of Allah Ta'ala so that they uproot all the weeds. And so that they blow away, that strong breeze of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala blows away all these mosquitoes. They don't remain anymore. They take their baggage and go. That is the purpose. So without any further delay, since it is a majlis of zikr, so let us get down to some zikrullah. Nasihat, waaz, tafsir of the Quran Sharif, commentary of the Hadith Sharif is also zikrullah. Mercedes ND7879 and Toyota ND137615. Somebody wants to come out, please remove your cars. 7879, 137615. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسا لی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کہہ رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصب میں دنیا ہی کہہ رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی Oh Allah, I wasted my entire life. Kasb mein dunya hi ke raha mein. To earn one's livelihood is a hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Kasbul halal farizatun ba'dal fariza. But where the person's objective of life becomes nothing but the material wealth and material possessions and an increase in those material things, then he has wasted his entire life. because he has made that his god now, his idol. He is worshipping the material things. He is unconcerned about his salat, about his zakat, about his family relationships. He is unconcerned about the poor, the needy. So then the person has wasted his entire life. وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی. And then look at the amount of time that we waste in idle, futile, useless activities. Useless.
خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی.
Which sin, O Allah, I have not committed in my life. How disobedient I have been to you. I am the worst of all sinners on the surface of this earth. One person wrote just the other day again that Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, if he says that he was the worst of all sinners, then if he is speaking the truth, then how can he be a wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Now this type of doubt shaitan keeps putting into the hearts of people, whispering that if these walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are saying that, then how can they be walis? That means they are committing a lot of sins. So they are not talking about themselves. But because of their humility, because of their tawazu, and because of that azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala which is in their hearts, they consider whatever they have been able to do as insignificant. I always give the example that the person, if he's flying 30,000 feet above sea level in an aeroplane, then from the top he will say that I am very, very high. See how high I am. Everything is beneath. Everything is below me. I am very high. But then somebody tells him that look above. And then he sees on his radar that there's another plane at 60,000 feet above. And then somebody tells that person at 60,000 that there's somebody at 90,000. And somebody tells him that there's somebody already on the moon. And they're going even further. So the person who's got his gaze above, then he will think that where I am, it is nothing. There's still so much. The marifat of Allah, his ocean of marifat. Which person can say that I have reached the depths of it? So they are looking at that azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he says, Mujhsa koi badkar na hoga. But for us, we must consider this to be a reality and a haqiqat. If we have to just look at our lives at the schools, colleges, universities and what we have gone through and which sin we have not committed. NDE 7376. Inna lillah. Those people who want to leave early, then they must check which car is obstructing and come and report early. Otherwise this interferes in the thoughts which are flowing in the mind. And that kayfiyat which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with his fazal sometimes gives.
خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ. Allah, 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 Allah,
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہِ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ Allah, 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 Allah. Deed-e dil mein tujhko basa loon, sab se hata loon apni nazar mein. Deed-e dil mein tujhko basa loon, sab se hata loon apni nazar mein. Tera hi jalwa pesh nazar ho, jaun kahin main dekhun jidhar mein. Tera hi jalwa pesh nazar ho, jaun kahin main dekhun jidhar mein. Tera tasawwur aisa jamalu, قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں. بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو, چاہوں بھولانا خود بھی اگر میں. بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو,
واللہ even if I want to forget you, your name must be engraved in such a way on my heart that even if I want to forget you, nafs and shaitan wants to make me forget you and indulge in sins and disobedience, I'm not able to do so. That's how firmly your name must be engraved. That whichever direction I see that you are watching. You are with me.
تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں. بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو, چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ. اللہ 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, O my most loving Allah, O my most caring Allah, O my most compassionate Allah, O my most tolerant Allah, O my most beautiful Allah. Ha, very Allah. ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. میں اللہ فگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. میں باللہ وڈ اللہ فگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. یو آر رحیم, یو آر کریم, یو آر ستار العیوب, یو آر غفار الذنوب. اے اللہ فگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. فگیو آور پیرنٹس, آور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن, بردرز اینڈ سسٹرز, فیملی ممبرز, دا انٹائر امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یا اللہ فگیو دا ہول امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, وی ایکسٹریملی سنفل سروینٹس آف یورز ہیو ایکسٹینڈیڈ اوور بیگنگ باؤلز بیفور یو. یا اللہ وی آر ایکسٹینڈنگ اوور بیگنگ باؤلز بیفور یو. یا اللہ دیر از نتھنگ ایلس دیٹ ہیز کیپٹ اس اویک ہیئر. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, ایکسپٹ دیٹ وی آر ہوپ فل آف یور مرسی, یور فورگیونیس. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we have committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, you could have seized us the moment we committed sins. You could have brought about embarrassment, humiliation, disgrace and suffering upon us. But oh my beloved Allah, how kind you are, how tolerant you are. Ya Allah, you concealed our sins. You did not seize us there and then. Ya Allah, we have shown no appreciation. We have shown no appreciation. Oh my beloved Allah, the life which is gone is gone. The life which remains, we do not know how much is left. Ya Allah, we are pledging tonight. We don't want to return to those sins anymore. We are not going to return to those sins anymore. Give us istiqamat in our tawbah. Give us steadfastness in our tawbah. How long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites? Ya Allah, how long are we going to remain disobedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Oh my beloved Allah, life is going to come to an end. Ya Allah, we have already wasted so much of our lives. Ya Allah, we do not know what is left of our lives. Ya Allah, humne to ghaflat mein zindagi guzar di. Ya Allah, ghaflat mein hamari zindagi guzar gayi. Jo guzar gayi, wo to guzar gayi. Jo baqi hai, sirat-e-mustaqim par qaim farma. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahib Allah, we have distanced ourselves from you and your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nafs and shaitan have overpowered us. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan, who are our enemies, who want to drag us into the gutters of shame and disgrace and humiliation and suffering, we have made them our friends. Ya Allah, but we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. Ya Allah, we are ashamed. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummat. Mere pyare khuda, hame sehat ata farma. Bless us all with good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, hamari ruhani bimariyo ko dur farma. Ya Allah, give us complete cure and shifa from all our physical and spiritual ailments. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals or homes or clinics or amongst us, wherever they may be, Ya Allah, give them complete cure and shifa from all ailments. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Oh Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove the financial difficulties. Ya Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat, with your yaqeen, with your muhabbat. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Give us such love of yours, my Allah, such love of yours, that our heart, every beat of our heart, Ya Allah, we hear your name. Every beat of our heart, we hear Allah. Allah, Allah. Ya Allah, It was such love of yours that your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, that we enjoy every moment of our lives, that closeness of yours and that muhabbat of yours. Oh my beloved Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Oh my beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Distance us from the road that leads to hellfire. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of Qabr. Protect us from the azab of Hashar. On the day of Qiyamah, my beloved Allah, give us shade under your throne. Ya Allah, let us cross pull Sirat like lightning and enter us into Jannat without any reckoning. Oh my beloved Allah, if you are going to reckon with us, if you are going to take our Hisab Kitab, then we will be doomed. Ya Allah, we have no capital of good deeds to our credit. Ya Allah, we are empty handed. Where Allah enters into Jannat without any reckoning. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our wealth, barakat in our time, barakat in every bounty and ni'mat of yours. Ya Allah, don't snatch any of the bounties because of our disobedience. Ya Allah, don't snatch away the ni'mats because of your disobedience. Ya Allah, throughout the world, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering. The entire mankind is suffering. Ya Allah, as a result of our disobedience, indulgence in vices and sins and evils and haram. Ya Allah, throughout the world, the ummah is suffering. Ya Allah, remove the suffering and the pain of the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, look at the blood of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which flowed for the sake of this ummah. Look at the tears that my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shed for this ummah. Ya Allah, 3 solid years of ostracism and boycott. Ah, the time comes when your beloved Nabi, after you the greatest, for whom Jannat was created. Ya Allah, for whom the entire universe was created. He has to chew the leaves of trees for survival. Ha, my Allah. Give us the realization. Amen. That my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through so much of suffering so that today we may take your Mubarak name. So that we may be believers in you. So that we may get the best of dunya and akhirah. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Ya Allah, look at my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's blood and tears. And forgive the entire ummah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the trials, the hardships, the problems that mankind is suffering around the globe. Bless each and every one with hidayat. Bless each and every one with iman. Make each and every one worthy of entry into Jannat. But Ya Allah, those who have made up their minds that they will never ever accept Islam and they will continue with the tyranny and persecution and oppression and torture of the Ummah, then, O my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause the earth to swallow them up. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Ya Allah, give victory to the Ummah. Ya Allah, send your unseen help for the Mujahideen of Islam. Where Allah, unite the Muslim Ummah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, of wives and husbands, of brothers and sisters, of family members, and the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, far too long have we suffered. Allah, how long are we going to see the disgrace and humiliation of the Ummah? Where Allah, don't make us a laughing stock of the disbelievers. Ya Allah, don't make us a laughing stock of the disbelievers. Ya Allah, give us a position of honor and dignity that the Sahaba-i-Kiram enjoyed. Ya Allah, we are not asking on the basis of our ibadat, our zikr, our tilawat, our obedience. We are asking, Ya Allah, from your shan-i rahimi and kareemi. Ya Allah, you can change the condition of the ummah. Change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are filled with evil. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with jealousy, with envy, with evil passions and desires. Ah, my Allah, we have filled our hearts with every kind of evil under the sun. But Ya Allah, you can change the condition. We want a change in our lives. Ya Allah, make us like lions against our nafs. Make us like lions against shaitan. Ya Allah, don't let us be the proverbial fox. Ey mere pyare khuda, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے یا اللہ with every beat of my heart I یا اللہ 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 such enjoyment and such pleasure I get oh my Allah and even the kings of this world don't know the pleasure that I get in taking your name Ya Allah, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi stated that when the fragrance of the muhabbat and love of Allah comes into my heart, then the languages of the world do not have vocabulary to express that fragrance. Haway Allah, bless us with that fragrance. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, problems, hardships. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. When the time of our departure comes from this world, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, popping drugs in our mouths, watching some filthy television program, or glued to some porn site on the internet, or some filthy magazine in our hands, or bottle of wine in our hands, or in adultery or fornication. Ha, my Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action and deed. At that time, my Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, at that time, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With the salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله Our soul departs. Ya Allah, bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. My beloved Allah, but if it is not Muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Let it be the best day of our lives. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the shauk of meeting you. Give us the shauk of your liqa. Give us the shauk of your liqa, my Allah. Ya Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Especially in Hajjatul Wida. Mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne حجر اسود کو چوم کر کے جو مانگا تھا مطاف میں چل کر کے جو مانگا تھا رکن یمانی چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا حتیم میں نمازیں پڑھ کر کے جو مانگا تھا میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا ملتزم پہ چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا تھا مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا زمزم کا پانی پی کر جو مانگا صفا اور مروہ کی سیڑھیوں پر جو مانگا می لینے اخسرے کے درمیان دوڑ کر کے جو مانگا مینا میں جو مانگا اور عرفات میں رو رو کے ہاں اللہ how much he begged in عرفات for us and in مزدلفہ and all the دعاز that he made in his entire life یا Allah, all the goodness that He asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Our wives and children with that goodness. Our parents with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that He asked for protection, Ya Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Those who are going for Hajj, bless them with Hajj Maqbool, Hajj Mabroor. The du'as which they make, the tawafs which they make, the ziyarat which they make, the ibadat which they make, the sa'i which they make, the Hajj which they make. Ya Allah, accept each and every ibadat of this. Ya Allah, bless each and every Haji with Hajj Maqbool and Mabroor. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ Ya Allah, whatever we have asked and whatever we have not asked, bless us with all the goodness. Those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين